朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
侍奉主将近30年来，这一次回东南亚，里面感觉得特别的沉重。
This time going back to Asia after serving the Lord almost 3 decades, I am heavy in the heart.
在3个礼拜的时间要参加2个很重要的聚会。
Because I have to attend 2 very important meetings.
一共2033个人参加这次的聚会。
2,033 people attended that meeting.
我要在座每一个弟兄姊妹，特别你在过去为这个聚会祷告，我要把一些好消息告诉各位，让我们看见我们的祷告没有落空。
I want to bring you good news for those who prayed for me, so that you know your prayers did not go in vain.
到最后一天晚上，有464个大学生到台前跪在神的面前，把他们一生奉献给主。
On the last evening of the meeting, 464 university graduates came out, knelt down, and dedicated their lives for full-time ministry.
将近500个年轻人，他们是在神的面前决心，大学毕业以后，他们要出来全时间做神的仆人，做传道的工作。
Almost 500 of these young people dedicated to enter into full-time ministry, serving the Lord.After graduation from college,
当这460几位跑到台前跪在那里，然后他们大会要我为他们祷告的时候
，When they all knelt in front and the people asked me to pray for them,
我祷告不下去。我在祷告的时候自己泣不成声，因为实在看见神的恩典在这些年轻的弟兄姊妹身上。
I was all choked up and I could not pray.Because I've witnessed great mercy of God upon the lives of these young men.
虽然这个聚会正式已经结束
although the meeting is officially ended,
但是我们知道要继续栽培带领这460几位的年轻人是一个很艰巨的一个工作。
We know it's going to be a challenge to follow up to train these young people.
我给校园团体提出一个挑战。
And I challenge the campus evangelical fellowship.
我希望在460个奉献的年轻人当中，希望有1/10将来是做海外宣道的工作。
I want to see 1/10 of this 460 young people to dedicate their lives to become foreign missionaries.
我十分相信，台湾现在对于海外的差传宣道的工作已经是责无旁贷。
I truly believe that the churches in Taiwan have to pick up the responsibility of sending missionaries overseas.
从最近200年教会的历史来看
，just looking at the 200-odd years of Chinese church history,
哪一个国家经济能力雄厚，那个国家很自然的就成为差传的一个国家。
We've witnessed in the world how when there's a country that's richly blessed by the Lord, that's usually a country that sends out.
我们都知道台湾这些年来在经济上面的成就
And we've all witnessed the economic prosperity of Taiwan.
那么我实在盼望将来在这460个人当中给中国教会带来一个新的一个生力军
It's my prayer that these 460 will become a new force for the Lord's kingdom.
我参加第二个聚会是在 Manila 在菲律宾的一个聚会
The second meeting that I went to was held in Manila, Philippines.
是全世界的华人教会的领袖聚集在一堂，一面思想华人教会的需要，一面思想我们怎么样能够继续的往前走，迈向公元2000年。
This is a meeting specially organized for Chinese church leaders. They gathered to look at what they should be doing, how to reach the year 2000.
一共1400多来自31区，不同的华人教会的领袖共聚一堂。
Over 1,400 church leaders coming from 31 different areas.
他们的这一次聚会的主题和题目就是在我们节目单上，跟随基督，同得万民，迈向2000。
The theme for their conference is the same for us today, and that is following Christ, reaching all peoples, marching towards 2000.
那 那么换句话说，这1400多个同工聚在一起思想，怎么样上帝能够动员中国教会，动员华人的弟兄姊妹一起传福音，向公元2000年来迈进。
In other words, these church leaders were gathered together to think about how they can be mobilized to reach all peoples to spread the gospel for the year 2000.
当然，在菲律宾，我有机会见到 Ronnie 跟 Shelby 他们。
Of course, in the Philippines, I also had the opportunity to visit Ronnie and Shelby Adhikari.
那么，我很少听到 Ronnie 用菲律宾话讲话，不过我一直听见 Shelby 用很流利的 Tagalog 在讲话，我实在非常非常的受感动。
I heard Shelby using a very fluent Tagalog to do conversation, and I was deeply touched.
他很客气，他说讲道还不行，不过生活要生存是没有问题。
She's very modest. She said she cannot preach in Tagalog yet, but survival is no problem.
今天早上我想跟弟兄姊妹一起分享，这是华福会的3个主题、3个层面。
Today I would like to share with you the 3 levels that were discussed.During the COWI meeting in the Philippines.
因为我相信这个主日，每一个从Manila 回到他们自己岗位去的传道人牧师，大概都会分享这样的一个负担。
It is my understanding that those who attended the meeting probably will be preaching on the same topic today.
这三句话彼此有连带的关系。
These 3 sayings are all interrelated.
除非我们愿意好好的跟随主。
Unless we're willing to follow our Lord Jesus,
我们没有福音可以向万民做见证。
Then we do not have a message to preach to all nations.
当我们想到我们要一起向万民传福音的时候，我们设立了一个目标，以公元两千年为我们的一个方向。
When we want to share the gospel with all nations, we set for ourselves a goal, the year 2000.
这一次的聚会，第一堂就是提到跟随基督，然后第二堂就提到同得万民，然后晚上的聚会就讲到怎么样面对公元两千年的挑战。
The first message for the meeting is indeed following Christ. The second one is reaching all people. And then during the evenings, they discuss strategies how to do this by the year 2000.
当我们提到跟随基督的时候，
When we talk about following Christ,
我们特别提到跟随基督在我们这个时代的意义是什么。
We explore the meaning for following Christ in our days and age.
虽然主耶稣已经他的工作的时间离开我们已经有两千年，将近两千年的时间。
Although the physical presence of Christ and his work passed away from us almost 2,000 years.
但是今天我们这些基督徒在这个时代，在这个地点，到底我们怎么样来跟随我们的主？
For us as Christians in this day and age, how shall we follow Christ?
我们心里面实在得到极大的安慰和鼓励。
We were deeply comforted and encouraged.
因为一提到跟随基督，我们的安慰是什么呢？
Because when we mention following Christ, what is our comfort?
不管我们的前面的道路是再坎坷也好，再难走也好。
Because when we look into our future, whether it's difficult or not,
我们知道耶稣基督已经在我们前面走过这条路。
We can truly believe that the Lord has walked the path before us.
有的时候我们会觉得孤单。
Sometimes we may feel lonely.
甚至我们侍奉主，有的时候会受到攻击或者人的误会。
Sometimes when we serve the Lord, we may be misunderstood and be attacked.
在教会里面做基督徒容易，当我们离开教会，回到基督徒是占少数的我们工作生活的环境的时候，我们想到跟随基督对我们是个很大的鼓励。
Perhaps it's easier for us to be a Christian in the church, but when we as a Christian as a minority, how do we follow Christ?
除了我们从这一个角度来看跟随基督之外，
we can look at following Christ by.Getting comfort for it because Christ has walked the way before us.
跟随基督一个正面积极一方面的意义就是让我们看到我们的主他是元帅。
The second meaning we can derive from this is that our Lord is the leader.
那么当我们在他的面前跟随他的时候，我们就得着了今天许许多多问题的答案。
And when we follow him, we can obtain.Answers to many questions that we have today.
在这次聚会提到跟随基督的时候，有一个异于往常的这一个华福会的一个现象。
When we were discussing this topic at this meeting, there is a very encouraging sign.
1400多个同工在神的面前常常有多次的祷告。
All these attendees spend much time in prayer.
甚至在整个大会的安排里面，大会规定有2个晚上的时间禁食祷告。
The The planning program actually allowed for two nights of fasting and prayer during the meeting.
因为这些同工们越来越发现，教会我们不能没有祷告的生活。
Because the church leaders discovered they cannot lead without a prayer life.
因为在末世的时候，我们为主而活，要去侍奉主的时候，我们发现撒旦魔鬼在那里做困兽之斗。
Especially during this end times, when we want to do this kind of work, we find that Satan is working strongly against us.
我们发现当魔鬼在那里与神的教会、神的子民在那边对敌的时候
，and when we discovered that Satan is at odds with God's people，
他用尽各种方法来软化教会
，using all kinds of methods to neutralize the church，
甚至他用一些方法来腐化教会
，to corrupt the church，
然后分化这个教会
，and then dissolving the church，
让这个教会最后变成一个退化的东西
，so that the church will not go forward， but in fact。Go backwards.
当我们看见跟随基督借助我们的祷告来侍奉他的时候
，But when we notice that we are following Christ when we serve Him，
我们相信神要在我们中间做超过我们所想所求的工作。
Then we trust that He will accomplish more than we can hope for。
在这三个重点里面，当然在这次的聚会当中，比较重要的就是提到同得万民。
Of all the three major points, the one that received most emphasis is reaching all nations.
在世界的华福会，我深深的觉得这个同得万民是我们中国教会一个很大的突破。
I feel that in these four different meetings for COWI, reaching all peoples as a theme is a big breakthrough for us.
因为过去三届我们实在觉得对我们的骨肉之亲113,000,000，特别是在中国大陆的同胞，我们有福音一种欠债的感觉。
In the meetings before, the emphasis was on the need of the Chinese, over 1 billion of them, and it is indeed very appropriate.
但是在这一次的聚会里面，神打开我们的眼睛，看见中国人有普世宣道的一个责任。
But during this meeting, God opened our eyes so that we know we have a responsibility in world evangelism.
华福会第一届是在香港召开的。
The first COWI meeting was held in Hong Kong.
第二届是在新加坡。
Second one in Singapore.
第三届五年前是在台湾。
The third one was held in Taiwan 5 years ago.
这一次异于往常的是这一次的聚会的举办的地点是在菲律宾，是个非华人的地区。
This time, the meeting was held in the Philippines, a non-Chinese country.
虽然我们在那里一直在那里很紧张，不晓得那个火山是不是会再继续爆炸。
During that time when we were there, we were somewhat nervous because we don't know what the volcano would be doing.
感谢主，一直都非常的平安。
We thank the Lord; it was peaceful during that time.
刚刚过的礼拜三，突然又有一次的爆炸。
Last Wednesday, there was another eruption.
在这个实时等候震动的这种情形之下来聚会，那种味道很不一样。
It is indeed an enlightening experience to go through a meeting where you're worried about the earthquakes and the volcanoes.
特别当我们到了这个非华人的地区的时候，神真的把我们的心打开，看见全世界许多非华人福音工作的需要。
And to hold a meeting in a non-Chinese country indeed opened our eyes.To see the need of the gospel in the world.
刚才蔡明哲弟兄带我们读诗篇六十七篇。
Just now we read Psalm 67.
我们知道在旧约时代，犹太人他们是非常非常的这个种族那个心很强。
We know that the Jews in the Old Testament times were very tribal in nature, very inward looking.
但是在我们刚才所读的这一篇在旧约的诗篇里面，我们看见神的心意是向着普世，向着万民的。
But even at that time, we see from the revelation of God that His will is for all nations.
六十七篇第一节、第二节说：“愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用脸光照我们。”
Verse 1 says, "May God be gracious to us, bless us, and make His face shine upon us."
这是一个基督徒的写照，神的选民的一个见证。
This is a picture of a follower of Christ.
虽然我们软弱，但是有神的怜悯。
Even though we are weak, our God is gracious.
虽然有的时候我们灵里面贫穷，但是有主的福分。
Even though we may say we are poor in the spirit, but He blesses us.
虽然有的时候我们不知道何去何从，但是神用他的脸来光照我们。
Even though many times we don't know where we should go, how we should follow Him.
很多时候我们以为这就是我们基督徒的责任，这个基督徒的写照。
His face shines upon us and leads us. And indeed, this is a picture of us as Christians.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们看到第二节的时候，我们就发现神赐恩给他的儿女，神赐恩给他的教会，有他神圣的目的。
But in verse 2, we discovered that when God is gracious to us and blesses us, He did this with a purpose.
神祝福到第二节，好叫世界得知他的道路，万国得知他的救恩。
We find that our God blesses us so that His ways may be known on earth and that His salvation will be known among all nations.
当我们想到犹太人的普世责任，中国人的普世责任的时候，
When we think about our responsibility to the world, whether that was for the Jews or for us as Chinese,
我们就想到这是神在我们身上的一个计划。
We have to understand that this is a plan of God.
这次我回台湾买了一本书。
This time when I was in Taiwan, I purchased a book.
是李国鼎先生写的《工作与信仰》。
Talked about work and faith.
那么在他这本书里面呢，有一段是讲到这个李国鼎先生对整个民族的一个盼望和负担。
The writer wrote about his hope and his aspirations for his people.
他在那段这个文章里面有一个这样的故事。
In it, he mentioned this story.
那么这个故事讲到我们中国人的一个写照。
As a picture of us as Chinese.
有一个外国人在台北坐上一个计程车，他就问那个计程车司机以下的问题。
The story goes as follows. A foreigner boarded a taxi in Taiwan and asked the taxi driver.
他说你们中国人一向是一个礼仪之邦。
Chinese is a nation that talks a lot about politeness.
你们凡事都会礼让。
You try to let others go first.
吃饭的时候谁也不肯坐上座去。
Nobody's willing to take the honored seat during a banquet.
进出房间谁也不肯先走。
You always let the other person leave the room.
他就问那个司机。
So he asked the driver.
就是为什么你的车子在路上是横冲直撞呢？
Then why are you driving the way you are? Do not follow the rules.
一点都不懂得礼让的道理呢。
You do not understand the Chinese way.
那个司机回答得非常的干脆。
The taxi driver answered very directly.
他就直接就跟他讲，他说，在路上这些人，我都不认识他们。
I do not know the people on the way.
既然不认识他们，我还礼让什么呢？
Since I do not know them, why should I treat them with politeness and respect?
所以李国鼎先生收集了这个故事以后，他心里面有很深很深的感动。
So the author was collecting these stories and felt indeed touched.
所以他就开始推动在台湾推动一样东西，推动第六轮。
So this person is trying to push the sixth ethical relations for the Chinese in Taiwan.
因为我们中国人有我们中国人的文化。
In Chinese culture,
几千年来，我们非常看重所谓人际的关系，用那五伦来形容。
We've pay a lot of attention to interpersonal relationships, and we've emphasized the five different personal relations.
有君臣的关系。
The ruler and the ruled.
有父子的关系。
The father and the son.
有夫妇的关系。
Husband and wife.
兄弟的关系。
Brothers.
朋友的关系。
Friends.
那么这五伦呢，李国鼎先生说，都是只是建立在人与人认识的前提的这样的一个关系上面。
And now we understand all these interpersonal relations were built on people that we know.
不管君臣、父子、夫妇、兄弟、朋友，都是在一种认识的前提之下。
All these people, all these relations are applied to those people that we know.
所以李国鼎先生就推第六轮。
So now he's emphasizing the sixth interpersonal relations.
这个第六轮，他用群体的关系来说的。
The multitude and I.
换句话说，就是一种陌生人和我之间的一个关系。
In other words, how should I deal with people that I do not know?
当我看到他这一篇文章的时候，
When I read this article,
我心里面有个很深很深的一个感触。
I was deeply moved.
这一个伦理，这个第六伦，难道不应该由我们基督教来推吗？
Shouldn't this sixth interpersonal relation be pushed by Christians?
李国鼎先生是一个很好的基督徒，我们都知道。
Yes, the author, Mr. Lee, is a very good Christian.
但是难道不应该由教会活出这样的一个见证？
But shouldn't the church be leading in this testimony?
当我这一个礼拜在思想这一方面的时候，
When I am thinking about this in the past week,
我就发现如果基督徒缺少群体的伦理，
I felt that if Christians are lacking in the relation between multitude and ourselves,
我们很自然就对传福音，向陌生人传福音，就会有一点距离和隔绝感。
Then we will feel somewhat distance from sharing the gospel.
如果今天我们要同德万民，
If we want to reach all nations,
我们要先有这样一个群体的伦理观念。
We first need to build up this relation between the multitude and ourselves.
当然，我们只有回到神的里面，我们才能够看见爱世人是可能的。
Of course, we have to come back to God before we understand that it's possible for us to love the world.
当然，我今天在这里讲，不是说用第六轮来取代前面的五轮。
Of course, I'm not saying that we should use the sixth to usurp the first five.
那么事实上，我们需要五轮，然后从这个家庭人际的见证被建立以后，我们去关心我们在四周我们不认识的陌生人。
We need to establish the first five relations.But yet also build on them the six.
只有在这一种的前提之下，我们才可以一同去得万民。
It's only under such emphasis that we can reach all nations.
在同得万民这四个字里面，这一个礼拜对我比较深的一个印象就是那相同的那个同字。
In the Chinese theme, instead of saying reaching all nations, it had a sense of reaching all nations together.
我们一同来完成主的使命。
How can we fulfill the Lord's commission together?
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。